I think every one of us sitting in this place, unless we were mentally and spiritually on another planet, were very conscious that at a certain point in the previous hour, Pastor Waldron, to whom I personally believe has given an unusual stewardship in polemics, being able to take patterns of godless or quasi-Christian thought and expose them, analyze them, bring the Word of God to bear upon them, that at a certain point, his role primarily as the teacher ceased and he became a preacher. Were you conscious of that? Now, if you asked me with a gun at my head in the next 30 seconds to define the difference, I'd say, save your time, pull the trigger, I can't do it. But if you have any discernment, you know the difference. And I say especially to you of the younger generation, whoever wants to put himself in that category, never forget that distinction. The Word of God makes a distinction. Jesus went about teaching and preaching. Paul made it with reference to his ministry. And both are essential for the ongoing perpetuity of truth in the earth. But God have mercy on us if we get to the place where we either never perceive or we give up the determination that under God men shall minister among us in a context where to preach is something that we yearn to see them doing, and our hearts respond as all of us were conscious, I trust, of our hearts responding. And I just felt it was necessary to underscore that, because I've talked with men, even in the ministry, who don't know the difference. And try to describe it is better felt than telt. And when you are contemplating men being put forward to minister the Word of God for you, look not only for that God-given aptitude to teach, but whether or not they are sensitive to those dynamics that come often unpredictably in the course of the teaching of the Word of God, when there is a strange confluence of the ministry of the Spirit upon the heart of the preacher, the friction of the truth upon his own spirit, upon the hearts and spirits of his listeners, and all of that in the context of the presence of God vouchsafed to his gathered people, and then something happens that we can at least say approximates preaching. And may God grant that that reality will never be lost amongst us. And we have congregations that just have lovely, cursedly predictable, well-structured, to the very minute, Bible talkers in our midst. So I wanted to say that.